Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
FM Talk.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Merry Christmas to you and to yours. We have opened up the text line 314-241-9797, inviting you to send us anything you want for the Christmas text line. Bring it on.
Yeah, this one says, I just bought a puppy for Christmas.
All right. What kind of puppy?
And I've been trying to think of a name, and now it's obvious. We think we'll name him Charlie.
Oh, yay. That's a common dog name.
Yeah, I guess it is, isn't it?
There's a lot of people who name their kids or their dogs Charlie. My son is named Charlie. Maybe I could have named my dog Charlie instead, but...
This person says, I experience sheer rage over Charlie's assassination. Rage at the side that hates America.
Yeah. We were talking about the big stories of 2025, and I really do think that the marquee story of 2025 is the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I do understand that the inauguration of Trump is a huge deal. I think maybe I just consider that to be a 2024 story.
The inauguration. Yeah, that's true. Like, he won in 24.
The victory is in 2024. So, I mean, it could be 61 half dozen the other. Any other stories that other ones that I have listed here are the National Guard shooting. That one just happened. The government shutdown. The government shutdown one is actually kind of particularly annoying to me because it's just a political play. Like, when it comes to big news stories that are moving the country in one direction. The country went in a different direction when Charlie Kirk was shot. Jenny McCarthy, have you seen the clip of Jenny McCarthy sitting on that podcast? And she was talking about how she'd always been conservative. She'd always been Christian. But when Charlie Kirk was killed for what he believed, she was like, I'm all in.
No, I've not seen that. And I didn't even know that about Jenny McCarthy.
Nicki Minaj at AmFest. I mean, that is such a crazy cycle of series of events that leads us to where the year ends with Nicki Minaj on stage with Erica Kirk.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is on your sheet. You said you have, you know, some big stories from the year, but one that we talked a lot about, so it took up a lot of airtime, a lot of attention, and you can kind of branch this off into a few different areas, but under the umbrella of Elon Musk. Him with Doge, him with Tesla and all the car burnings, him and his fight with Donald Trump that then kind of came back where they're on good terms again, kind of after Charlie Kirk.
At his memorial.
Yeah. But Doge, everything about it was such a big story and then kind of has become a background story. It's not that it's gone away. It's just that it's not headline anymore. That, to me, was a big part of the earlier part of this year.
Doge?
Doge and Elon Musk.
Yeah, I wonder what the long-term effect of Doge is.
I do, too.
Like, if it seems like you have to have initial sweep, and then you have to maintain constantly being in pursuit of people who would be willing to take advantage of a situation and launder money through the government. I think the NGO stories that are kind of low-level stories in this news cycle that we're in right now. But every time there's corruption, and taxpayer dollars just being hemorrhaged into the abyss, the NGOs are involved.
Oh, yeah. I've seen reports that suggest, and this isn't mainstream reporting, so I'll cite it and say that I'm citing other people who've done this homework, but they're using official government data to do it, that say that the NGO empire built in America, the assets that they hold from all the cash and considerations that they've gotten over the years, and probably still continue to some extent, is in the range of $14 trillion. And they added up the GDP of, I think it was Germany, Japan, and India combined, do not have as much in their gross domestic product as our NGO system does. Which is just, even if it's not exactly that, but they, again, these are people using official government data to do this reporting. It's insane how much of our tax money has gone to these things.
Give me a good or a bad on Donald Trump's cabinet this 1 year-ish in Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture.
Her in particular?
Yeah, just good or bad.
Good, for sure.
Good.
I'd say good as well. Howard Lutnick, Secretary of Commerce.
Big thumbs up.
Yeah, good.
Pete Hegseth.
Good.
This still says Department of Defense, Secretary of War. Linda McMahon, Secretary of Education.
Jury's out. She's supposed to end that department and hasn't yet.
I think she's doing a wonderful job because she's definitely making way toward that. So I'd give her good.
Secretary of Energy, Chris Wright. I don't know much about him.
I don't know
much
about him either.
But certainly energy has taken a drastic 180 turn from where the Biden administration left it. Pam Bondi, Attorney General.
Jury's out.
I don't want to say that she's doing a terrible job. I just feel like there could be people in there who would do such a better job. When you can pick literally anybody, they have to pass Senate confirmation or whatever. But when you can put up literally anyone for that job, I just am like, I don't know why it's Pam Bondi.
Well, she screwed up the Epstein stuff for sure.
In what way?
She came out publicly and said, well, here's what we're going to do. And then she gave, quote unquote, the Epstein files to a bunch of right wing influencers, of which nothing more was determined. Said they had the tapes, don't know what she was talking about. She basically made it a story that ended up being a boondoggle for Trump. And now we're on the back end of that, finding out there was nothing more to it. At least nothing more that's caused any more ripples within that world.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
Homeland Security has been a big thumbs up. I don't know if she's the one to give praise or not, but I'd give her a solid score.
I feel like she's doing more. There's more doing now than there is like camera.
Yeah, for
ready
a while,
stuff,
it was a lot of camera.
Where
yeah.
I was like, okay, I get it, but get to the job. Brad, you were gonna say something?
Yeah, I was gonna say I think she grew into that role. There was a lot of, I called it tactical Barbie stuff, and then she's now like,
yikes, tactical Barbie.
You know what is Ouch. Weird is, and I've seen people report on this, and I started thinking about it, and I don't know the answer to it. Who is actually running the Homeland Security? Is it Tom Homan and Immigration, or is it Kristi Noem? And I think there's a battle there. It's a friendly battle, but I don't know.
Homan?
Yeah.
Homan is who he is because it's an appointed position. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not one that has to get approved by the Senate.
Right.
So it's a hand in hand.
But I don't know who is in charge of what there, and that may be very clearly defined if you're in Washington, D.C. and work for those agencies, but I just don't know the answer to that.
Would we call her Tactical Barbie if she weren't pretty?
If she gussied herself up, whoever got in there and they gussied themselves up the way she did and then threw on the tactical gear, I absolutely would do it.
Even if she was doing the job?
Yeah.
Yikes. Housing and Urban Development, HUD, Scott Turner.
He's been doing a fantastic job.
Underrated.
Behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's not getting a lot of attention, but he is going after basically all the stuff that's getting headlines of fraud and people abusing the system and illegal immigration and all these things that happen with housing. He's doing all of that.
He was one of the people who was after a cabinet meeting being interviewed, and they were talking about how like they were going to be kicking people out of their government housing or whatever. And he's like, are you in favor of providing? It's just like the story we read yesterday, the gentleman with the last name Scott, where it was like he is, what was he, in his 20s or 30s or 40s or something like that. No job, no attempt to get a job, able-bodied, nothing, every single thing that you would say, like, oh, well, those people shouldn't have to work, or that person. All he had to do was work 20 hours to continue to have a SNAP benefits. And he's like, well, no one's coming giving me a job. Like, gosh, you're going to be employee of the year somewhere. Let's see. But Scott Turner was the one who was like saying, no, we don't want to provide those people government funded housing anymore.
Right.
RFK Jr., Health and Human Services Secretary.
I'd give him an A minus. There are things that I was hoping he would do quicker, that he would talk about before he was in that position, that he hasn't quite crossed over and done yet. But at the same time, I think he's doing a good job.
Yeah, I'd say he's doing good.
Doug Burgum, Department of the Interior.
Insofar as the Department of the Interior head can have an effect, he's had a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Department of Labor, Chavez Duremer.
I don't even know if I know that guy's name.
That's Lori. That's a lady. Yeah. So understood. How about Sean Duffy, Department of Transportation?
He's done a really good job. Yeah. And you know what he doesn't get credit for enough is sticking up for the people who do a good job in the TSA and in all these positions that really don't get heralded very much.
Do you like the fact that he's like, you guys could ship shape it up a little bit when you're traveling?
Yeah, I kind of do like it.
I like that he's saying it, but he's not like regulating it.
And he said that he's not going to regulate it.
Yeah, because he couldn't.
Right. But he said, you know, this is something I'd like to see. We're not going to push it.
You guys look like slobs.
But wouldn't mind if everybody dressed up a little bit.
Wear clothes. Wear whole outfits. Bessent, Secretary of Treasury.
He's been surprisingly effective. And he's carried the message of Trump in the media much better than I thought he would.
He might be my favorite one so far.
Veterans Affairs, Doug Collins.
Excellent job.
Yeah, don't know much about him, which means he's probably doing a good job.
CIA Director, John Ratcliffe.
No, don't like him.
I
don't like him enough that I would like to see him leave.
Why?
The things that I'm reading about that come from, this is getting pretty deep, but the things that I'm reading that Tulsi Gabbard, as the Director of National Intelligence, is finding that make their way via the CIA to President Trump's desk. They get censored a lot. And not that President Trump can't go directly to Tulsi Gabbard, but I just see that Radcliffe, he seems to be a career CIA guy, in my opinion.
John Ratcliffe?
Yeah.
He's new to the CIA.
He seems to be a state guy.
Oh. I don't think so. I think he's, I would disagree on that, but maybe time will tell on that. The CIA is the one area that seems to swallow people whole, but I don't think that with John Ratcliffe at all. I think he's been one of the true loyalists to Donald Trump, but time will tell. Lee Zeldin, EPA.
Thumbs up.
Good, yeah.
Environment.
He's going after crap. Mm-hmm. He's just constantly finding more and more crap.
With a little bit of like glee.
Mm-hmm.
Glee and anger. That he finds stuff, he's like, are you freaking kidding me?
Which is the appropriate reaction.
Yeah, it really is.
National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
Really good. I think her best days are to come, though.
National Intelligence, Barbie. Brad?
Yeah, I'd give her a good on that as well.
I think she's been good. She seems to be, I feel like she approaches it as an independent person, an independent mind. It doesn't seem like she's in there doing the bidding.
We didn't.
But she brings something additional.
You said Pam Bondi. Assistant AG Harmeet Dhillon, huge thumbs up.
Yeah.
Thank you for scooping me on my next one.
Oh, I thought you were just giving the department heads.
I'm just going through the list here. From shrm.org, affiliate of Career Addict. No, just kidding. Russell Vaught, OMB.
Of what I know about him, I like him. He's very, very MAGA. Like, he is committed to gutting it. And I don't know exactly what that means for him, but I know that about him.
Loeffler, Kelly Loeffler, Georgia Senate failee that turned over the majority on, when was it? January 5th, 2021, the majority to the Democrats, Small Business Administration.
Of what I've seen, good. Mm-hmm. I don't know enough to give her a full A, but I, you know, from what I know, she's done a good job.
And the one I saved for last for sake of time, Marco Rubio, Secretary of State.
Yeah. Marco Rubio's been amazing. Fantastic.
VIP.
Yeah, he's been really good.
I love him. People talk about him and being on a ticket with J.D. Vance for the presidency. I don't know if that's how that's going to materialize at all. I'd almost rather see him stay at Secretary of State and keep doing the things that he's doing. I feel like it might be more effective as vice president. But I have been a Marco Rubio fan since the 2016 primary, and I continue to be. I feel resolved in my affinity for him in the way he's handled his business in the Senate and then as all of the things he's doing right now.
He's such a smart guy, and he's a steady hand. He's got the right priorities, at least in my opinion, that he's a great guy to have in charge of foreign affairs and these NGO things, because you don't know exactly what's happening all the time.
It's consistently mentioned, too, as the funniest guy in the cabinet.
Which is always surprising.
Like, I feel like it's a human story that is working. Like, you don't have to be this sort of D.C., swampy wonk in order to go. We can actually, as voters and constituents and taxpayers, we can actually relate to the people who are there doing the business that is our business. And I think Marco Rubio is, I think he's the best at it. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll do an Ethan Sports and Local when we come back. And at 2:30, an X's and Y's / Ask Me Anything to round out our last show together as a full show here in 2025. We'd love to take your questions. Send them on in. 314-241-9797. That text line is wide open. 314-241-9797. Or the Annie Fry YouTube live chat. Don't go away.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Check it out.
Ethan's Boring Local News.
All right, you gotta live up to that now.
Hello.
Ethan. This sounds too boring.
We're gonna talk about some local news now. Take it away, Ryan.
Wow.
No thanks. This is your segment. It's Ethan's boring local news. Now do your segment.
Yes, sir. Last night was a pretty solid night for
ILL. That
INI.
Woo!
The St. Yeah. Louis Blues.
Oh,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Ooh,
I'm kidding.
Mind. We'll get back to that story in a little bit.
I was kidding. It is for the Illini. Last night was the Bragging Rights competition.
Competition.
I don't know what you would call it. Certainly wouldn't. It wasn't a competition last night. It was a beatdown.
Last
at
year's game
Center.
Was a really great game.
Mizzou won, right?
I don't.
Last year?
I honestly don't remember who won last year, but it was down to the last play.
The fun part about this rivalry,
maybe Mizzou did win.
The fun part about this rivalry is almost always, keyword almost always, it's competitive.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who is the better team that year. It's just one of those rivalry games that's always close.
Isn't Mizzou suffering an enormous amount of injuries?
I'm pretty sure.
I think that they are. I think that the team that played last night for Mizzou is not their A team.
Last night wasn't competitive.
No. Jared kept going, they're going to be up by 20. I'm like, more. He goes, you want more? I go, more.
I want more.
It's not even like, I don't feel a negative sentiment towards Mizzou. I just want Illinois to do well or whatever. I would say that probably even more so if it was like Mark Cox's Kentucky Wildcats or something like that.
Well, but did win by more than 20.
Yeah, I wanted 100.
They won by 43.
Yeah.
Wow.
91-48.
Wow.
91-48. That is ridiculous. With the win, the Illini move to 9-3 on the year. Mizzou drops to 10-3. And let's see, who does Illinois have next? They have the next few days off, and then they face off against Southern University. I can only imagine what the spread was going to look like for that game. But yeah, Illini off to a good start. Good win for them. And yeah, it's setting up to be a promised campaign for U of I. Mizzou, on the other hand, next year, Mizzou is supposed to be very good. They have the number one recruiting class in the country for next year, but it has been a slow start to 2025 with losses against now Notre Dame, Kansas, and Illinois. The St. Louis Blues did also play last night. But it was not a great night.
We're still more wins, and it's a
still
streak.
Still working on that.
We're going streaking.
Yay, still, streaking.
Still working on trying to get that win streak.
If the Blues are able to accomplish a streak, then Ryan will streak through St. Louis streets.
Yes, I like that.
Peer pressure for the people.
What if they go on a streak now?
I will do it. I am naked every day in the shower. I might as well just do it somewhere else.
Yeah, no, but not
don't
until
talk
you get
about
in.
That.
Do you know, Ethan, have you been around for Ryan's explanation of how he takes baths?
No.
This psychopath gets completely naked, crawls into the bathtub, and then turns on the water.
No, you don't, dude. That's awful.
She's lying. I leave my,
you sicko.
Thing of
I leave my
killers.
Jeans on.
No.
I do that all that, but with
all
jeans.
The way stripped down in the bathtub, naked as a jaybird, then the water comes on. That water is not warm when it comes out the first time.
Blues win 3, I could be your jaybird.
Ew.
She's right, though, about the bathing.
For the record, for those at home, he was talking to Ethan.
I, yeah.
Which makes it even more horrifying.
Was I, though? Was I talking to everyone? Because if I can, you know, run down the street.
That's the scariest option of all.
Is a threat.
Mm-hmm. So the Blues need to maintain their terrible performance record. What if they never get to 3 the whole season?
I mean, there's a pretty good chance. We're almost halfway through the season.
Are we really?
Last night was their 38th game of the year. They play 82. So 3 away from halfway point.
My gosh. That's terrible.
I know. 4-1 loss last night against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Real question about the Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a point where people don't care anymore? Like is there a point where you just start mailing it in as an organization? Like for the
season?
You mean
from the fan base's perspective?
No, I mean like, is there a point, I don't know. Let's take, for instance, the Pittsburgh Pirates. There, it seems like there's a point every season where you've got a Paul Skeens who's a Cy Young winner and, mm-hmm. and like, what was his record? It was, is that the worst record of a Cy Young award winner ever?
It may have been down there. It wasn't great.
But it's not because of Skeens. It's because the organization isn't
Correct.
Competing.
Correct.
So in hockey, you know, like in football, if you're trying to get a higher draft pick, there might be a time where you start going, our goal here is not to win a game. I don't know. Is that happening in hockey? The season lasts forever.
You know, you could ask that about really any sport once you get to the point where, like, teams are really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, fans will say it. I don't know if... that's a great question. And the honest answer is I don't know how that gets viewed in a locker room, because there certainly gets to a point where you're bad enough that losing does benefit you, especially if you're looking to, you know...
draft higher.
Get a better draft slot or have better chances at a higher pick. I mean, you think back on in the NFL, who doesn't have a lottery system. Most other professional sports have a lottery system. The NFL doesn't, where teams are just absolutely atrocious. They're in line for the number one pick. And then all of a sudden, like late in the year, they play this great game where they win, and normally the fan base would be really happy, but you just lost out on by far the best player in the NFL draft because you did something dumb. I would have to imagine that for the guys in the locker room, no one is saying, hey, we're going to fold today, because that's just not how professional athletes are. But I have to imagine that there's probably some people in organizations that are really bad that are kind of like, all right, like,
I'm just wondering if there's a point in the season where people stop really trying to, like, ask. You just start asking different questions.
I would assume not in the locker room. Maybe in other parts of the building, though, if that makes sense.
The front office.
Like the popcorn guy.
Yes, Ryan.
The organist.
You're catching on.
Yeah.
The organist, yeah.
Popcorn guy.
Jeremy,
like,
Boyer gets pretty bored probably on some
of these days. He never gets bored, and his coats are on fire.
His coats are awesome.
He is a well-dressed... pianist.
Ah, you meant literal coats.
Yeah, like suit jackets.
I thought maybe, because I'm not a musician, I thought maybe there was like a musician's term that coat meant tickle in the ivory, some weird term I'd never heard. But you meant coat. Next.
One more story?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
This also could be the subtitle of this segment. And pretty much everything.
Oh, we're so close. Mizzou quarterback Bo Prabula recently announced that he is transferring, entering the transfer portal, and so he will not be the quarterback for the Mizzou Tigers next week. Announced this a few days ago, so he will not be.
Was he their starting quarterback?
He was their starting quarterback last year.
Then?
He is the one that got hurt. Originally people thought that he was going to miss the entire season. The injury didn't end up being as bad as initially thought, so he ended up playing the last couple of games of the year. But he is entering the portal, so as a result, he will not play for the Tigers in their bowl game against Virginia. And, you know, this is one of those situations where I think a lot of people expected this because of the guy that, first off, he underwhelmed. He wasn't as good, I think, as a lot of people thought he was going to be. And then, two, the guy that started when he was injured is a true freshman, so I think a lot of people think they're going to take their time and make sure that they develop him and give him opportunities to play. So I have to imagine that Bo Prabula probably saw the writing on the wall and knew that there was a chance that he wasn't even going to be starting next year and probably said, I'm going to skedaddle and see if I can play somewhere else.
Okay. Well, I'm going to distribute some of our gifts, my gifts that I have for you guys. We're going to open some of them here on the break. And when we come back, we're going to do Ask Us Anything. It's kind of a mashup. It's Tuesday. Kind of feels like Friday here on the Annie Fry Show, of X's and Y's and Ask Us Anything. We would love your questions, your scenarios, if you'd like us to kind of game plan something at 314-241-9797. That's 314-241-9797. You can text us there. You can comment on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. And we'll be doing some gift giving here on the live stream. Don't go away.
Yep. Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Derivative.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
A Christmas edition of Next Question, but also X's and Y's. We're doing it all today to wrap up the show. We would love to have your thoughts, your questions at 314-241-9797. Start it off, Ryan.
I've been storing this one up from a listener. His name is Quick Rick.
Okay.
And because it does kind of cross over into both X's and Y's territory, male, female, and also just a good question. Can you drive a manual transmission?
I could make the car go from point A to point B. It wouldn't be pretty. But I've driven a manual transmission. I could do that.
You've driven one like it was your car?
No.
Or you've just taken one somewhere?
No, I had to learn how to drive my girlfriend's in college for purposes to be able to get to and from places when she couldn't drive it.
Care to specify?
It's a good D.
Hmm.
And if we were in her
car...
You
were in the giving mood.
It was the YouTube poll for today, which you enjoy more Christmas time, giving gifts or receiving gifts. So, yeah. And Jared had a Jeep. His first car was a Jeep. So he'd take me out to Alhambra.
Oh, yeah.
When we would go fishing out there and I would learn how to drive that Jeep. But that Jeep was a tough shift. So the Mitsubishi Eclipse that I learned, much easier than the 1995 Jeep or whatever it was.
Okay.
So, but it's been a minute.
Brad's a no, probably, right?
Yeah, never have. No, I can.
Do you prefer it?
Depends on the vehicle. Like, I'd rather not in a pickup truck, but like in a sports car or something like that, for sure. For sure.
Ethan?
More fun.
Come on, you know the answer.
No?
No.
That is the answer.
I was going to say, I'm guessing you're a no. Can you ride?
No, not really.
Never had to?
the only time I ever was made to was when I used to work at golf courses, and we would sometimes have to take a maintenance vehicle from one place to another, and some of those were manual. And I really leaned into the fact that I could not drive a manual, so I would never have to do that.
Man, that tracks. You have held closely to that mentality.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you this gift to open while we're answering more questions. This one specifically for you. All the other gifts that I gave, everybody has the same, close to the same thing.
I have
thing.
One in particular for you as well.
Brad, next question. You go.
So do you think that life is easier for attractive people? Like, do they play, do they do life on easy mode?
Oh, I love this question.
Obviously.
Yeah, it's definitely yes.
Yeah.
Who would say, is anybody in here saying no to that?
Life is it a gradient?
There are too many jokes to be able to make right now that are too mean, and I'm just passing on all of them.
I know.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
Ryan, Ethan has entered the chat. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, my life has been super easy.
Okay, there you go. It's the opposite of the joke I was going to make. So.
Yeah, me too. It's the opposite of the joke I made.
Yeah. Ethan, do you have thoughts on that?
I would agree in large part that life is easier for better-looking people. I would say it is the easiest for good-looking women.
So you think good-looking women have it easier than good-looking men?
In some ways, not entirely. I mean, like... It totally varies on how you. What's going on over here? What do you?
I gave him a gift. I saw that shirt on some dude, and I thought I should get that for Ryan. I bought it from Amazon when I was at a random volleyball game.
Just no, sitting there. I think that you know there's certainly things that women have to deal with that guys don't. But I don't know. I think of the episode of Seinfeld where, like. Pretty girls are just able to kind of get out of like certain things, and
don't you think men have life easier than women?
In general, yes.
So then, good-looking men have life easier than good-looking women.
I think that there is a bigger. How about this? I think that good-looking women have a bigger advantage over bad-looking women than good-looking men have over bad-looking men. How about that?
Say that again.
I would agree with that.
I think good-looking women have a bigger advantage over bad-looking women than good-looking men have over bad-looking men.
I would. Yes. A good-looking woman can make it further easier than a less attractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that the less attractive woman can't.
Sure.
But I still think an attractive man makes it further than an attractive woman, just because it is still a bit of a man's world.
They did a study recently, and I thought it was a nice study, because... They had the same girl wearing basically the same clothes, but in the first one she was kind of like hidden. You couldn't see her body basically. And they saw how many tips she got in a day working at the counter of a coffee shop. The next day they had her wear a little bit lower cut shirt and accentuated her a little bit, and she ended up getting about the same amount of tips. On the third day, they very much accentuated her and let her be known that she was very attractive, and she got like twice the tips. So it's weird, because it wasn't until you really went all in that they noticed a difference in the tips. But it was still an interesting video.
Ethan, you have a question?
I do not at the moment.
You want to go to the YouTube or the, do you have one on the text line? My question here, I'll ask you my question. What gift are you, like, to whom are you most excited to give a gift this year? Do you have anybody in mind?
I can answer that one. I am very excited to give my wife the gift I got for her this year.
What is it?
She's at home from work right now listening, so I think she's going to love it.
Ryan gave me Run Amok Snow Globe Sparkle Syrup, maple syrup with sparkles.
That was your big gift.
Thank you.
Because that was, you know how hard that is to find?
Why does it have sparkles?
Because it's cool. It's just cool looking, and it's really hard to find.
Were you sitting there thinking, gosh, what would she really like? And you were like, maple syrup with sparkles, I have to go find some.
Yeah, I didn't know if it existed, but once I found out it did, I'm like, yeah,
actually,
it.
He manufactured this himself.
Uh-huh. I didn't even know if you ate maple syrup, because I don't know what you eat anymore.
This tracks.
But I figured at very least, I know that you make waffles and pancakes and stuff for your family.
Yep.
So that they would enjoy it.
Mica-based cool. pearlescent pigment. I'm just trying to figure out what the sparkles that we
that,
will
that run amok brand is everywhere this year, but that sparkle stuff, it sells out. You can't find it.
Thank
so
you.
So I went in search of it thinking that you would like it.
Brad, or you answered the question. Ethan, do you have a gift that you're super excited to give?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Ryan opening my gift.
Okay, does he have it in front of him right now?
No, you haven't opened it yet.
Is it this tumbler?
No.
Okay.
What is that? What's on it? Anything? Just a blue tumbler?
Just blue.
Okay.
Ryan, open your gift from Ethan.
Which one?
I think it's the gift bag right there.
This one?
Yeah. Yes, that's it.
All right.
I'm super excited for the gifts we're giving my kids this year, and I can't really go into more detail because I think they're probably listening right now to us talking, but there are multiple gifts that we got for our kids this year, and I'm just pretty pumped about it. We really focused this year more on stuff for the kids, and we're a little more thoughtful about that. And they're all, you know, we've got in our house almost 16 on Friday, 15, 13, 9, and 4. So it's going to be a really fun Christmas day. What do you
got?
You
know what's really cool? Ethan, I got a Dr. Pepper shirt for my cousin in a gift bag that I sent to him. Uh-huh. And when I bought it, I said, man, I'd like to have a Dr. Pepper shirt. I wish I would have bought myself one. And you got me a Dr. Pepper shirt that says, trust me, I'm a doctor.
All right. Ryan, next question.
Next question is, can you play an instrument?
I can play piano. I can play a tune on the piano. I'm not a great piano player, but I definitely know how to play the piano. I can play simple pieces and play them well. And I can play the guitar. And I can play a ukulele.
You can play a lot. Mm-hmm. Can you play an instrument, Brad?
Define play, because I can make recognizable noises out of a bass guitar.
Okay.
Like, I can kind of go along.
Could you play in a band?
I don't know that I could keep up.
If you had to?
Depending on the song, yeah.
Ethan?
I played piano from kindergarten to eighth grade, and at one point was not half bad. I have lost 95% of those abilities, unfortunately.
That's from that gift right there is from Bob Wiggins. It's from my dad.
How come it says get along with your coworker's gum?
I don't know, but he got it for each of you and not for me. There you go.
Wait, what's it again? What
is this like weed laced gum that makes us more chill around you from your dad?
How do we open these?
I'll get to that there in a second. All right. Ethan, opening up some Buff City soap. Thank you very much.
You are
welcome.
Smells
wonderful.
Little Buff Boys.
Woo! Fresh and clean. Brad, next question.
Who is your, we kind of did this already, but who is your Trump administration quote-unquote crush? And this is like a crush from...
well, we know who's
Carolyn
not
Leavitt.
Tactical Barbie.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with Carolyn Leavitt.
Carolyn Leavitt.
No. Is that a unanimous from the
boys? No, I'd say Tulsi.
Boys? No.
I'd say Tulsi.
That's who I would say.
If you're talking about actual crush, not like, oh, I like his policies, I'm going to go with
Susie Wiles.
Yeah.
From the one Bob Wiggins, a lovely mug that says, I love it when I wake up in the morning and Donald Trump is president.
There you go. Each of you got one.
Cheers, Mr. Sweet. Wiggins.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for your son. He's a joy.
You're
everybody's,
welcome.
Everybody's waiting for me to say something else. So I'm not gonna say. He is a joy. All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, more of your questions at 314-241-9797. As we are opening gifts, hopefully you'll join us over there on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat if you want to watch and see some of these gifts that we've gotten for each other. Merry Christmas to you and to your family. We appreciate you so much. We'll be back for one more segment here in just a minute. Don't go away. I don't want to miss out on the holiday. You guys see this? This is the cup that Brad gave me. And I think Ryan, sports parent, you've got one of these too.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happen to have one of the AF stickers here with me because I'm packaging some things up for some listeners. And so I'm putting the AF sticker on my cup. Now, what's so special about this cup, you say? Well, it carries your water, or as what I've discovered most parents do is drink booze during their sporting event. I am not one of those, and I'm not here to judge the others that do. But this is called a loud cup, and I've seen these on Facebook ads or whatever. But while you're drinking out of one side, you can turn around. And if your kid does something, I don't know, good or bad, you could really be the decider. You just go.
Okay. I wondered what this was. I knew there's something more than just a cup.
That's so funny. I've seen these. And the parents who are making these noises on the sideline, you can tell they've been there for a while. They have. So now I'm going to pull this off, and there you go. This is loud AF.
That looks really good.
As a cup. Yeah. You want one on yours?
This is good.
Cool
radio.
Gifts, everybody. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas, the kids will everyone. Be by here shortly with plates of cookies and treats.
Yay.
That's exciting.
More things.
Any more comments on the Annie Fry or on the text line? Annie Fry Show text line 314-241-9797.
Here's a great question. It's an Ask Me Anything.
Let's have it.
Is Santa Claus a Republican or a Democrat?
Well, Santa Claus likes to hand out a lot of free stuff.
Yeah.
So we should talk through this here a little bit.
Okay.
Free stuff, I think that's a point for a Democrat.
Okay.
But Santa Claus also suggests that you need to be good and do something to earn it. So that makes me kind of think that he's a Republican. Anybody gets it. You don't.
Well, but everybody kind of does get it, though.
No, if you're naughty, you don't get nothing.
What? Also, you probably have to be a Christian.
I thought he gave out lumps of coal, which is a fossil fuel, which would also make him
Republican because he has coal.
Ooh, okay, so I'm going to do two there.
Two
for
points
Republican.
To that. Anybody else thoughts on it? I mean, he wears red.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
He does wear red.
He wears red. He works at night.
Would FEMA?
He puts extra effort and all year round.
Would FEMA consider the use of the reindeer animal abuse? I'm thinking that's a point for Republicans. Oh.
What, that he employs animals?
Just that it's the opposite of
FEMA. That's our four.
What else might there be?
He's older, so he's probably a Democrat right now.
But he laughs, and Democrats don't really have a sense of humor.
And he says Merry Christmas.
That's true.
We're
4-3 right now, right?
4-3 Republican right now.
4-3 Republican. Any other thoughts? I mean, I really missed the boat. I should have made that the poll for today. Heck, I might make that the poll in January.
What about the use of elves? What would that be? Would that be
an advocate for a marginalized group of people? Probably a Democrat. I don't know.
Yeah, but he gives them a job. He doesn't give them handouts.
Ooh, also
one
true.
For each.
Okay,
mark them down.
5-4.
He runs a workshop.
Happily married.
Happily married.
Republican
side. I don't know. I think we've maybe circled the wagons on this one.
I think narrowly, he's a Republican.
It could be. He's a responsible employer.
If he was flying over the U.S., what would happen?
I don't know what your question was.
would the military... Would the military be concerned?
Well, maybe the military's involved.
That's true.
And permitting. I mean, he'd be on radar. You can watch him on
right.
radar.
Ooh, is Santa deep state? He's a Democrat.
No, I think... no, maybe. You could put it in there, but I also think it's possible he is a party to and with the military, like a secret ops kind
Ooh,
of a
yeah.
thing. So
this
probably
really deep.
Republican.
Okay.
You're really stretching now.
He's got a long beard and a big belly. That's kind of Republican. Sorry.
Republicans everywhere. We'll take it if it gets Santa on our side.
Yeah.
How many people are like, hey.
He wears boots to work.
That's true. Mm. That's true.
Ooh. Blue collar.
I don't have any more. It's 7-4 right now.
He's
Republican.
A Republican. There
He's a Republican.
Oh, we got Santa Claus. Man. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Although, let me add this one to Democrat. Let me add this one.
You can say he breaks into your
He's
house.
He's a celebrity.
Popular, well-known figure.
He also stays away from the spotlight as much as possible, though. You know, most of the year.
Yeah. He's low-key. He's a low-key celebrity. He's not forcing himself out there.
Mm-hmm.
He sees you when you're sleeping. I don't
Democrat. Really, oh,
spying. Deep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Deep state. That's deep state deep stuff. State. Put that in the Democrat column.
I will. It's getting back pretty close again.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, let me go around the room here real quick. Which do you enjoy more at Christmas time, giving gifts or receiving gifts, Ryan?
I know that my character would imply that I enjoy receiving gifts more.
I thought you might be the only person who would say that.
But the answer is yes, I do enjoy receiving gifts more.
Yeah. Yeah. Ethan?
I would probably say giving. I think that the, I don't know.
Do you feel pressured? Social pressure right now?
To say this?
Publicly?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe yeah. a little bit. But there is a joy that you get from giving and seeing that, like, hey, I contributed to that. That does feel good that you don't necessarily get from receiving.
Ethan? Or, sorry, Brad.
Giving.
Yeah, I prefer giving. It's always fun to see people like what you got.
From the text line, he's still a Democrat. He only works 1 or 2 days a year.
And puts the elves to work the rest of the time and takes all the credit. I don't know. It might be a tie. Ethan, do you have the results up there?
90% say they enjoy giving more at Christmas time, 10% receiving.
I don't think that's accurate.
10% said receiving.
Giving is a good
answer. Thanks for being honest.
I think giving is fulfilling for a longer time. We are so grateful for you, for your participation with us, spending your time with us, noon to 3 here on 97.1. Thank you so much for being a part of the Annie Fry Show family. Mark Ribb next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.